Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 419 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 1, Lionheart.
It aired on February 9th, 2002, written by William Winkler,
the Wink.
And directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Okay, so same. Is that a new director?
Writer, rather. On Wikipedia, this is the first episode on, obviously, of the Wild Force on this page, and his name is not clickable.
Okay,
so
I know I looked through it a little like a week or two ago, just out of curiosity, and I was like, we got a lot of new writer and director names. Let me check some of these out. I'm excited to see what they bring to the table,
or don't.
Or don't bring to the table, or what they take from the table and throw in the trash.
The flowers are still standing. That's the five Power Rangers. It's like, well, they're still here.
They're just Power Rangers. There's a monster in a Zord. So how do we start a season?
I think what you do now is, if you're new here.
If you're new here. Hey, everybody, welcome to Wild Force. I'm going to try to say it like that every time. We'll see how long I can keep that up. This is the first episode, and also, if you're just joining us, hey, welcome. There's 418 other episodes if you want to check those out. You don't have to listen to them all. We promise. Also, this is the first episode we've done of this show where we are in different states.
Yeah.
So, gonna figure that out. So there's only gonna be one episode this week, because I gotta figure out how long it takes to edit one of these now. But, I'm excited to watch Wild Force, because I've heard it's kind of bad, so I'm excited about that.
The kind of bad ones can be fun, and I have zero knowledge of this one, so
I've watched the crossover with Time Force, which I'm very excited for. I've seen Forever Red, which I think has no other Power Rangers in it besides the Red Rangers.
I lied. I have seen Forever Red, but that was like on YouTube like 8 years ago.
Yeah, when you were working it, the mount.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, a million years ago. I know a little bit. I know there's, like, a bunch of Zords. I know where their base is. That's it. That's kind of it. So
I have none of that knowledge.
Well, we're going to find out right now. What is their morph call? Did we look it up?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I mean, I think we definitely saw it in the video when we watched Morpher rankings.
Yeah, we watched all the Morpher stuff.
Wild Access?
They go, Wild Time!
Wild Time! All right, ready?
Wild Time! And we're back, and we just watched Lionheart, and it was not about Squall from Final Fantasy VIII, like maybe it would be.
It was also not about that K-pop song called Lionheart.
Or Chris Jericho.
Zero Chris Jericho in this episode.
None at all.
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the no Chris Jericho in the Lionheart episode. I don't remember any of the stuff. We haven't recorded a Morphin Grid in, like a proper Morphin Grid in like 2.5 months, I think. And I feel like I have to search my heart to find out how to say where we are on the internet.
I think you start with the archive.
HeyJakeandJosh.com is our website. That's where the archives are. You can get so many old seasons. Who knows how many by the time this finally airs, but definitely up through in space. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on email. littleidiots.email.
we got on that an invite only site email.
Yeah. Someone sent us a Gmail invite, and I used that to make the email that we're on littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on, I feel like that's before Twitter. Boy, howdy, am I rusty.
Has it been that long?
I also think it's because you're like 1,000 miles away. You're going to have to come back over.
All right, I'll fly down every Monday.
Yeah,
every Monday. And we'll knock a couple out.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do two a week. We'll do two on Monday. And then I'm sure World Tour we can That can be remote. We're on Macintosh Podcasts and Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podzoo. We're all the wild podcasts are just running free.
We're on Pod Access.
We're on Pod Access, which is...
That might be a real one. That sounds like that would be real.
That maybe is real. Maybe I should check that out. And if it's not real, I should buy it and try to sell it. Also, podbay.com, BAE, is a website that exists and is available for purchase if anyone would like to get it from me. I don't know how to sell a website.
I think
I'm assuming I email it to you.
I think you wait for someone to email you and say, I want that. And then you say, okay, that'll be $11,000.
Right. The average amount for a website.
And they're like, yes. And they send you $11,000 and you just give them the login information. And then that's it.
That doesn't sound right. Maybe you might have to, I don't know. I'll Google it. I'll see what happens. If you don't leave us a rating review on any of those places, that would be dope. We haven't got a review in a while. We did get a new one. There's at least one new review. So, Josh, fire up that machine.
I got to read it right now?
Yeah. Well, not right now. In just 1 minute. Because first, I want to tell everybody about patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You get Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. You get early episodes. You get podcasts that are just for the Patreon of Josh and I just kind of shooting the breeze. And a new one should be up by the time this airs, where we start talking about the Legends of the Hidden Temple movie and end talking about the Saw franchise. And I don't know how we got from one to the other.
That's the beauty of those Hey Jake and Josh's.
Yep. And now that we don't live like near each other, we'll probably do those more often instead of just like when a Sonic movie is announced or when Mario Odyssey comes out. So, you know. If you want to get in on that, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Josh, I know we got at least one new review.
It is from iTunes user MailCinderella3. It's 5 stars and is titled, after 417 episodes, I'm free. I don't know if there's more than that because it cuts off at FR. So
it actually doesn't even say free. It says I'm Friday. I don't know what it means. No, it doesn't free. I'm pretty sure it's from Morpheus.
Okay. And it reads, after being in multiple jails from Moon Jail all the way to Time Jail, I finally cannot take it anymore. These little idiots are the best idiots this side of KO35, and I love them.
Darn tootin'.
I have been listening since a couple of episodes before Lord Fred appeared, and boy has it been a wild ride in a good way.
Wow, that was a while ago.
That's a long time ago.
That is an OG listener.
Is that?
That's season two. That's like really early in season two.
Yeah. The laughs keep me going throughout the week, and even if I don't understand some of the 90s references, they are just perfect. Keep up the goofs. Can't wait until you hit the Disney era and the shenanigans that happens within those seasons. P.S. To all the new listeners, any episode with the air horn is an amazing episode. That's a liar. Jake paid you cold hard cash to write
this. I have never once bought reviews. How dare you?
And the Disney era starts during this season, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, pretty excited. Well, thank you very much. I'm pretty sure it's Morpheus, because I'm pretty sure he tweeted us saying, like, hey, put in a review, so I'm going to be the last one of time for us. And I said, we just finished recording it. You're going to be the first one a while for us. So thank you very much, Morpheus. We got an email, at least one email, and we got new patrons. We're going to do that next episode, because... this is the first episode.
What can
we're feeling
say?
It out.
It's the season premiere.
You know, we say that all the time, and this is probably the first time it's ever been true. All right, Josh. So, without any further ado, are you ready to talk about Wild Force? We didn't watch this together. We were going to, but Rabbit refused to cooperate, and
that's
it's also being shut down.
It knows they're killing it, so it's like, no!
I don't, because normally when I use it for K-Pop Smarts, the Patreon exclusive podcast for Kingdom Smarts, one of my other shows. But Shannon always starts it and then sends me a link, and I don't know how to set it up. So I'm clicking around trying to figure out how to set it up. And I find the start a room, and I'm like, yeah, let me get into Netflix. It's like, hold on, there's 296 people waiting to get into a room first. And I was like, okay.
I think the only other thing we could look into is screen sharing.
Oh yeah, I found out that that exists in Hangout.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll figure that out. So, but that's next week's problem at the earliest.
Boy, not having any direct neighbors really made me animated for this one.
Have you seen any people since you moved to Kentucky?
There's some trees here next to me, and then just past that, so maybe a football field and a half, there's a house.
Okay.
I've never heard them or seen them outside.
But that would be very impressive if you did hear them. You'd have to call the police.
But they...
Or the sheriff.
Yeah, besides the like deer that are hopping around in the field across the street, they are the closest people.
Oh, they'll probably love the season. Get them in. Invite them on. So we start off on a theme song.
It genuinely took me by surprise. We've had a cold open for so long that to just hit the theme right away.
It used to start this way, right?
Yeah.
For the first three or four. I don't know if they did it started in Zio or Turbo.
I feel like at least when Zio started, they had the theme song first. I don't know if it switched then.
I don't know.
Or if it was during Turbo. I think In Space definitely had cold opens.
In Space definitely did. I feel like Turbo did, but that was so long ago.
Who knows? In Space might not even. Who knows?
Yeah, honestly, I literally don't know. But it's been long enough that I was like, oh, okay, sure. There's definitely a part where they could have put it. There's definitely a cold open that they put in the front that they could have put first, but maybe it's just because it's the premiere.
Maybe. What can they say? It's the season premiere.
Thank you, Randy Orton, for that.
For that gift that keeps on giving.
The only good thing you've ever done.
Well, that and he went to the papers.
That's true. Did go to the papers.
And then he hurt his shoulder taking out the trash.
Throw trash out. And then I hurt my shoulder. I didn't tear it or anything, but I definitely hurt it throwing some trash. And I was like, oh, I know how Randy Orton feels. I'm exactly like him, I guess. We're exactly in the same amount of physical shape, our shoulders. So after the theme song, which I love.
It's not bad.
I think the chorus is better than the rest of it.
Well, the rest of it is just Sable's theme song.
Just let it row!
From the WWE, formerly Mark Mero, Wild Man Mark Mero's theme song. Yeah,
before he became a sellout.
Before he was marvelous.
And what was his theme song? I know him as Johnny B. Bad more than anything.
Honestly, I don't know.
Didn't they call him, like, the butt man?
Probably.
This is before Mr. Ass.
If anyone's a butt man, it's Mark Mero.
Anyway, so we go from one butt man to a totally different man. A Tarzan man. And he's just straight up Tarzan.
He swings in, right?
Yeah, he definitely swings up. Yeah, there's a monkey, and he's like, what's up, Bobo? I don't know what the monkey's name is. I'm going to call him Bobo.
That's probably, like, probably something close to that.
And I guess he can talk to the monkey. I didn't think he was talking to the monkey like how you and I are talking now, but I thought he was talking to the monkey like how you talk to a dog.
Yeah.
Right? Later on, I'm pretty sure he can converse with the animals.
I don't know if it's like converse in the sense that he can like understand their language as much as just he can feel kind of what they're trying to say.
It's a Detective Pikachu situation.
Yeah, he can feel it in his jellies.
So him and his monkey are hungry, so they get some bananas. So we just kind of fade out from there to him and monkey sitting against a tree, and they ate, conservative estimate, 19 bunches of bananas.
So many.
Like, that's a lot of potassium, my dude.
It can't be good for you.
He's not getting any cramps, that's for sure. Then a guy comes up and he's like, hey, Cole. I'm pretty sure you said, hey, Cole. If he didn't, then I'm imagining this.
I think he did, because I remember knowing Cole's name almost the whole time. And everybody else I had to look up after the show was over.
Okay. He's like, hey, Cole, it's time for the ceremony. So he goes up, and that's a guy. Just a guy says that. Also, he's in, like, tattered clothes that are very dirty, because he lives in the jungle, like in a tribe in the jungle, which is weird.
It's very weird.
What's even weirder is in a second, we get, like, a view of, like, a lot of people in the jungle tribe, and it's a very diverse group of people. which is good for, like, casting purposes.
Yes.
But when you think about it, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Logistically?
Anthropologically. Okay. Like, did they all just they all found their way to this jungle, I guess, separately, maybe?
And they were just like, hey, we're here. I guess yeah. we're a tribe now.
I guess so. I guess that's how it works. Here's our friend, a monkey. And so this guy who's older, because he's got a gray beard, he's like, you're an adult now, and so here's two things we found near you when you were a baby, when I guess you got dumped in the jungle. So he's actually Tarzan.
Yes, or Santa Claus. From Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Have we seen Santa Claus and Tarzan in the same place at the same time?
No.
We don't know that they're not the same guy.
There's no evidence, so...
Checkmate, atheists. I'm going to be a little punchy in this one because this is a real porny episode of Power Rangers. We'll get there.
Okay. I have a comment about... I guess one of the villains, but it's more like the villains as a whole, but we'll get there when we meet them.
Okay, so he's like, here's a picture and a golf ball, and they're yours now because they found them next to your body when you were a baby.
What's a red one? That's the color everyone wants on the mini golf course.
Exactly, because it shows up against the green really well. And then he's like, all right, so get in this boat and I guess paddle your way to humankind, to civilization.
Across this river, lake, ocean?
So you start on a river.
There's a city, and that's where you need to row your boat to.
So I'm confused because we cut from there to, like, Power Rangers, and we'll get there in a second. But it seems like he rowed down a river into the ocean.
Down a river, through the woods. To grandmother's house he goes.
To Turtle Cove we go. But the next time we see him, he's like, oh, it's so hard paddling on this ocean. And then we see him on green screen on the ocean heading in a bay to a city.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long it took him to get here, but it's at least a day.
It's like the quest from Elf that Buddy goes on.
He's a Santa Claus.
I think it's confirmed.
Until Papa Haim looks me in the eyes and says, no, he's not a Santa Claus, I'm just going to assume that he is a Santa Claus. So we get a voiceover from, like, an old wise man who's like, something, something, what you seek is not always what you find. Who is he?
I don't know, because he's at the end, too, and I'm like, why is there a narrator?
Because, like... The only older man we've seen is the tribe elder, and it's not the same voice.
Nope, not the same guy.
Because they happened within a minute of each other, and I would have noticed.
I don't think I noticed it here, but when it happened at the end, I realized that I was just like, I hate when Power Rangers has a narrator.
Yeah, the only time it was good was when Tommy was like, oh, everything got blown up, all the heck, huh? And then that was it.
It's just so weird to be like, look, you're being told this story instead of, like, watching this happen.
Yeah.
It's just so odd to me.
I'm not a fan. I hope this guy doesn't come back.
I hope it's just an episode one weirdness.
Yeah, it's like, everyone's got their pilot hair and, like, you know.
And Cole has his pilot wig.
Oh, boy. It's a... He looks, when he's, like, walking around the city, he looks extremely homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was on purpose to be, like...
I don't think so, because they were, like, he lives in the jungle, and, like, I guess this is what he would look like. But he is also wearing, like, regular clothes. They're just dirty.
They're just ripped and dirty.
Because it's just, like, a t-shirt, but the sleeves are ripped off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what they were going for.
I don't know. So the voiceover says that, and then we cut to the White Ranger fighting a Megan Man villain. This is Jet Engine Man.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They're called orgs. Like, the bad guy monsters are called orgs.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
It's nothing, except in the opening credits, they showed a monster whose name, I'm assuming he's the big bad who we will not meet this episode.
No.
His name was Org.
So are they his babies?
They are pieces, little pieces of him.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a Katsuya situation. That's a Naruto. She's a big slug.
Okay.
I guess they're a big slug. I don't know if they gave this big slug a gender, but it can split up into a bunch of little slugs and heal the villagers of Konohagakure, the Naruto town.
Yes.
Hey, Naruto?
That sounds right.
Naruto rules so much. I was sitting on my couch. My little brother was playing some shooty game. I think it was Apex. And I was reading Naruto, and I just started screaming about how good Naruto was because it's a really good manga, everybody. So White Ranger is fighting Jet Engine Man. And then the Blue Ranger jumps out of the ocean and grabs him and pulls him in, and he fights him down there a little bit, but then he does his Jet Engine powers.
He just slaps him in the face underwater a couple times. You know how a shark would just fin slap you?
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of resistance under the water. It's much less effective down there.
Yeah, but he's a shark, you see.
Oh, you're right. He can ignore the water penalty, yeah, so like a Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, it's hydrodynamic, his suit, probably.
Look, Shark Week is coming up, so I'll ask them. I'll call Discovery and be like, is this right?
They'll call up Shark Week.
They'll call Shark Week, and I'll be like, excuse me, Mr. Week, does Shark slap underwater better? Can sharks slap underwater?
Yeah, because they're designed to be underwater, so when they get in the air, they have the air resistance. That's why,
you're right.
When he jumped out, he grabbed him and pulled him back in.
Right, that's because that's his terrain.
Home field advantage.
Exactly. Power Rangers home team. Then, I don't know if the Black Ranger shows up yet. I know Yellow Ranger shows up and fights him for a second before the White Ranger jumps in. And they kind of do like a 2-on-1.
I think the Black Ranger does, because I think Yellow shows up last.
Okay, I missed the Black Ranger entirely because I was writing, hey, why is there no voices at all?
I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing until after this scene.
Nobody is talking, even a little bit. It's like, it's so weird.
It's like they're trying to keep them a secret, but there's no one that we would know them to be.
Right? So- Unless, like, Zordon is under there. Like, why would you do that?
And it was actually Tommy again.
Oh, can you imagine? Tommy was the White Ranger again. The White Ranger's clearly lady. I don't know if the Yellow Ranger in Gal Ranger, I think it's Gal Ranger, is the Sentai for this. I don't know if the Yellow Ranger's a guy again, like in previous seasons, because I didn't really get a good look at it. I don't know if it was Sentai footage or not. It's getting harder to tell, actually. So, no voices. At the end, Yellow shows up, and then Pink shows up to help, but then everybody, including Blue and Black, who are like right behind Jet Engine Man, they get blasted with very yellow lightning, like Bart Simpson yellow lightning. And then another Megan Man bad guy comes down, and this is Power Plant Man.
Yeah. I remember what Jet Engine Man looks like, but I do not remember what Power Plant Man looks like at all. I imagine his head is just like a nuclear silo.
A little bit. He definitely had like one of his arms was like that black and yellow like caution lines, but then it had like a weird pylon coming out of it at a strange angle. He looked like a power plant man.
It's weird that they're orgs, which definitely implies that they're like born monsters. I
Organic?
Think.
Yeah.
And they're like industrial. They're made out of metal robot parts.
Yeah, because the like, I guess the theme, like, robots versus animals makes sense, or industry versus animals.
Yeah,
like,
or just industry versus nature.
Yeah, like, that fits. But then, like, they're called orgs, which at best is, like, ogre? Were you going for ogre? Those are also, like, organic, or it means organic, which they are clearly not. One's a jet engine and the other one's a power plant.
It's weird. Weird choice.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the plan is. So yeah,
they're doing a lot.
They are doing. This. They are doing a lot. So then, they dip. They just teleport away, and Blue demorphs, and it's a guy, and his name is Max, as we'll find out later.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I keep it a secret?
Well, let me see if I can guess all their names right now.
Okay,
I remember Max. That was right. The Black Ranger is Danny.
Yep.
The White Ranger is Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
And the Yellow Ranger is Taylor.
Yes.
Okay.
You may also call her Mrs. Jake Mason, because I am in love with her. Surprising probably nobody. But he demorphs, and he's like, oh, man, they got away. And then
it's so
Black
weird.
Demorphs.
Why weren't they saying anything?
I don't know. Not even any hiyas?
It's not even like they're completely silent, and then Cole shows up, and they talk to him, and that's the first. It's just like they're silent for this fight, and then the fight is over, and they immediately demorph and talk.
It's such a choice. It's such a choice that someone made. But then I think Danny says, like, we've never seen two orgs together before, and Danny, not a great actor.
Hmm.
I would say maybe definitively the worst actor.
I would say
on the show so far.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets better. I do like the character trait of I don't know if like the character has a stutter or if he's just nervous, but like it seems like they're trying to imply something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then like Max always knows what he's trying to say or what he means. And so like I kind of like that dynamic that they set up right away. But they're like, This is getting too much. And then White demorphs, because there's no Pink Ranger, there's a White Ranger, and that's Alyssa.
She has pink trim on her skirt and boots.
Yes, so she's a girl, you see. And but she demorphs, and she's like, yeah, you know what this means. We're going to need to find a fifth Ranger. And then Yellow demorphs, and she's mean. And oh, boy, my heart went a pitter-patter. And she's like, no, shut up, we're doing fine. And then she's like, let's go. And then they leave. That's it. And then we cut to Tarzan, who I thought his name was Cole, but I wasn't sure. So I kept calling him Tarzan in my notes for a little while. So then Tarzan shows up, and he gets to the big city. It's called Turtle Cove. I don't know if they ever say it, but it's in the Netflix description.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear it, and I didn't read that. So.
I paused it a couple times to catch up on notes, and it said it. And I was like, okay, cool. This is Turtle Cove. Which sounds like the name of a Cinemax adult program.
Turtle Cove is a kid's show.
It's
like a puppet show.
Yeah, I mean, that's Candle Cove, right?
Well, that's... No, nobody's ever heard of Candle Cove.
You're right. I've never seen it. When you watched it as a kid, Josh, it was only static.
Yeah. Hey, you remember Creepypasta and how cool the internet used to be?
Oh, man, I miss it. Now everything's so generated. They're like, oh, Momo's killing kids. I'm like, no, it's just a weird mask. Yeah. And I only see it in advertisements on, like, Facebook. So, like, I don't think that's real. But I remember, like, back when we worked at Walmart, we would just, like, for, like, a long time, we would both just, like, look up different creepypastas and then explain them to each other. I'd be like, no, that's too creepy. I can't read that one.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't heard Portraits or read about Portraits, that one might be the creepiest one in the world.
I think
to
that
me.
Might be the best one.
So go do a Google on that. So anyway, Tarzan gets to Turtle Cove, which maybe I just watched a little bit too much late night Cinemax as a teen boy.
Maybe.
And
I didn't have the option. All I had was scrambled Playboy. So.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing. I had DirecTV in my room. It was a big mistake that my parents made. But anyway, so is that he gets to Turtle Cove on his boat in the ocean. He's green screened. It looks pretty bad, but he gets there and he's like, woo, I made it. And then the next shot is him looking like just a complete crazy person running out to people with a picture of his family. Like, have you seen these people? Do you know who these people are? There's like hundreds of – it's a city. It's like a big city.
Hey, you know what's weird? Okay. He has a picture and he's definitely looking for a specific group of people.
Yeah.
We can assume it's the Power Rangers, right?
No, it's his family.
Is it?
Because we saw the picture.
Oh, right. Okay, because that was like the two things. Okay. Because the picture doesn't come up again. There's like one more scene where he's like, hey, have you seen these people? And then it like doesn't come up again.
Yeah.
And I thought he was looking for the Rangers, but I guess I just missed what was going on.
No, it's like a picture of his family. There's like a man and a woman and baby, him, I'm assuming. And then I think another kid, like an older brother, I think. And
okay.
Then there's one more person, but it is cut off. Like it's like
Oh, mysterious.
It's like a quarter of the side of his head, and then the rest is cut off. So
wonder if that means anything.
I don't know. Spooky. I'm pooped. I'm straight up pooped.
That's the creepypasta.
Oh, the creepypasta was coming from inside the house. So he climbs a light pole, and I think Danny sees him. I'm not sure.
Someone definitely sees him climb that light pole. I don't know if it was Danny or not.
I thought, or not Danny, Max, because I thought it was a blue vest, because they all have vests on, but I'm not sure, and I didn't go back.
I didn't take note to see who it was, I just remember someone turned around and saw him. I thought it was just a civilian.
That was it, like, might wow, as well be, because it
what
doesn't...
What a fish out of water that guy is.
Right, because he scales it like he's climbing a tree in the jungle, and he looks around, and there's like this huge big city, and he's like, oh, this is going to be tough, and then we cut to nighttime. Where he asks a dog, like a golden retriever, comes up and puts its head in his lap. And he's like, hey, have you seen these people, dog? And he's like, oh, I didn't think so. Yeah, it is a big city. So can he talk to
dog? So I guess he can. I guess the dog was like, nah, bro, heaven. Sorry about it.
That's what it seemed like. And then later he can talk to robots too, but the robots are animals. Spoilers.
Well, I mean, I think we knew where this was going.
Yeah, yeah. So then he, like, the dog walks away, which kind of sucks. I would like the dog to just, like, stay. If I was, like, just in this situation,
yeah, the dog's I'd be like, hey. Big city, huh? Well, see you later.
Okay, I gotta go. I left the gas on.
I gotta go over there. And
So he goes to sleep on a bench, and the dog gets captured by two dog nappers.
Yeah.
There's a pretty lady and a guy who's definitely a monster.
A guy who I did not hear his name. If I did, it did not stick. I was just calling him Iggy because he looks like Iggy from the Mario Brothers movie in a baseball cap.
He is extremely Iggy from the Mario Brothers movie. I didn't hear either of their names.
Well, I know who she is. I heard her name a little later.
Okay, I did not catch it. So then dog barks. Because dog doesn't want to be caught by two cartoon dog catchers. And so Tarzan wakes up, because I still didn't know his name yet. And he goes looking for him.
He was just sleeping on a bench, right?
Yeah.
He was just...
just like around the corner.
They must just be leading into the homeless thing then.
I think so. I think that's why he looks the way he does. Because everybody else looked like their clothes were at least clean.
Yeah.
But his are like very dirty.
It's really weird. I feel like they wanted this to be at least a two-parter, but instead they just smushed it all into one episode.
Yeah, especially because, like, the bad guy doesn't show up yet. There are villains.
The bad guy doesn't show up, but they... Well, I don't want to spoil too much. We'll get there. We're getting there.
Okay. So he goes after them, follows them to dog prison, where there's just a bunch of cages full of animals, and...
So that's
the guy,
that's where you go if you don't leave us a rating and review this year or this season.
You go to animal prison. You go to animal jail.
You go to the animal farm.
The pigs are walking. So Iggy, clearly a monster, and woman who does it gets a name later, I guess. I didn't hear it.
I can say it now or if you want to wait.
Is it like Toxica
it's
or something
Toxica,
like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I read that in the beginning.
And he calls her Toxica, I think, in this scene, but it's like real quick. And if you're not listening for it, you won't hear it.
Yeah, I did. And that's the bad part about like made up Power Ranger names is they're not real words, so they don't like catch if you're not paying attention to them. So they shove the dog into the cage and they're like, good, now we have enough animals. We can start. And she's like, yeah, but first I'm hungry. So they walk away to go get something to eat. So then Cole comes in and he starts freeing all the animals.
She is also very tall, I think. She's
really tall.
Very tall or has very high heels on.
I think it might be a combo of both. But yeah, she's very tall. She's very pretty. Because like, you know, Power Ranger villain.
Yep.
So obviously. So Cole sneaks in and starts freeing up the animals. And there's dogs and there's cats. And there's a herd of sheep. And
there's definitely a family of pigs that come out.
Just a whole menagerie of animals. And so we cut over to them. They hear the two bad guys, Iggy and Toxica, hear the animals being released. But we go into her eating a long hot dog.
She's eating it so weird. I don't know. I went back and watched this twice. because she's holding it over her head with her head tilted to the side like she's trying to catch a drip.
Get that hot dog drip.
And then when she hears the cage is opening, she like rubbernecks her head around in like the weirdest way that I had to watch it again because I just didn't think a neck could move like that.
I have to bleep what I'm about to say because I thought she was trying to deep throat the hot dog.
I was trying to be a little more PG about it, but that's an accurate description.
I don't know what it is about this episode. Just seemed really porny to me, like real softcore porny.
Yeah,
there's a lot
of moments because later on she's gonna just like when she's in full villain mode, just gonna like be aggressively sexy.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Billy Kay's at them.
Every bad Power Rangers girl is aggressively sexy, and I don't know what message that's trying to send.
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
it's
like
it
Lord seems... Zedd wasn't like, "Hey, I'm gonna slide this
I'm
hot
so
dog.
Naked. I don't even have skin.
Yeah, all my muscles are flexing for you, girl.
Hot Zedd's in your area."
I don't know. It's weird that all of the evil men are shouty and angry, and all of the evil women are like sexy and flirty.
Well, even if you go back to season of Power,
except for Rita. Rita was shouty and angry.
Yeah, which I appreciate that. But then at the same time, like you have Goldar, you got Squat, you got Babu, you got Finster, and you have gorgeous ass Scorpina.
Yeah.
Just real model lady Scorpina.
Yep.
Who, when she grows big, she turns hideous like a monster. But like
again, what message are you trying to send kids?
I don't know. There's a lot to unpack here. I don't know if we have the time. So we cut from they come in and they see Cole freeing all the animals. And then he goes, ha, and then jumps 25 feet in the air up to a balcony and jumps out a window. And all the animals got away. And they're like, ah, beans.
Yeah, because when she comes out, Toxica is like, hey, you are not supposed to do that or something. Some like Beta Vipra line.
It is halfway between Vipra and Sindel, I think.
Yeah. She's a little bit better actress, I think, than Vipra, but she's definitely pretty close, I think, to Sindel.
Yeah. And so he leaves. He like jumps again, like 25 feet to a catwalk, because he's Tarzan, and then jumps out a window and then goes back to sleeping on a bench. When he gets out,
what did they say what they needed all the animals for? Because I know after they put the dog away, they say, we got all the animals we needed.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like they said something about their master, and I don't remember what. And I just assume they're going to juice all the animals.
Right, we're going to feed them to the master.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. But he does like this, like before Cole jumps away, he does like a rah, like a tiger, like makes like a tiger hands. And I was like, he's going to fight him animal style. But then he just jumps away. And we don't really see Cole fight not morphed.
We need to go back to when he's sneaking into the compound.
Okay.
To release the animals because he runs exactly like Leo.
Oh, with like the low to the ground.
He's hunched down with his arms out like
the Naruto run.
A crouch down Naruto run.
Oh, I love it. So then we cut to a woman and Josh. Maybe it's just because a woman was just shown looking like she was going to do a hot dog. But I don't know what possessed me. And I'm going to try not to keep calling her this for the rest of the show.
Oh, God.
But I just said, here's Princess MILF who just like... who just like senses Cole exists and is like, he's here.
Her name is Princess Shayla.
It's Shayla.
And yeah, she, I guess, watches Cole free the animals and jump out because she's got one of the Rita cams that she can just see whatever someone's doing.
She's got a viewing pool.
Well, she does say later.
Like Randy
that
Couture
he was...
in The Scorpion King 2, Rise of a Warrior.
She does say that he was chosen, so I wonder if, like, that just shows you, like, him. Like, it just displays the image, and she, like, she didn't tune into it. It was just there.
She's like, I want to see my little boy.
Yes.
And then the pool goes, here he comes.
Boy cup.
Here he is.
Maybe not. I don't know.
So then the Iggy and Toxica see Jet Engine Man fly through the night. And they're like, an org. There's more like us. That means the master must be coming back. Or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn into monsters.
They turn into orgs themselves. Is Iggy like a jester?
I don't know. She's a fortune teller.
Yeah, but I also think she's like a narwhal. Because she has that one huge horn and these weird like little beady fish eyes on her helmet.
So I need to like look up what the villains are in Gow Ranger. Again, I'm pretty sure it's Gow Ranger. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Gow Ranger. Was like Lost Galaxy was Gingaman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then this I think is Gow Ranger. Because I feel like they're doing that thing where they're like, we will cast an Asian woman to play the face bad guy because then the footage will match easier, like the same thing they did with Vipra, which they didn't do for Nadira, even though there is one of the bad guys in Time Ranger is just literally Nadira, like pink hair, everything, which is why we only see the far shots. But I think they did that again because like that's like their favorite trick. And then then Iggy is just like a monster with like full monster mask and everything, and she's like a fortune teller and he's like a jester kind of. I think.
I don't really remember what he looks like. I just remember getting, like, weird. See how weird that was?
That was very weird.
I just remember getting, like, weird clowny vibes from him. Because he's also, like, a goober.
Yeah.
So, he just seems like a jester, dude. I'm going to look him up.
He looks like one of the lone gunmen from the X-Files.
I can't look up Wild Force Iggy. That's nothing. I still have the episode description here.
I don't know his actual name, so then they turn into monsters, and then we fade to commercial, and when we come back, it's a close up on the White Ranger's face, on Alyssa's face, who's just like looking right in the camera and like, hey, are you Cole? And then like it cuts back and like Cole's there, and I was like, no, I'm Jake. Stop it. Did you find him?
Yeah, he's definitely court jestery. He's got like Iron Sheik or Xavier Woods boots on.
Okay.
He's got like the half colored pants and a weird like mask. He's jestery. He's got like those fluffy Renaissance jester sleeves.
Okay, he's got the poofy
his
sleeves.
Name is Jindrax.
Jindrax.
Yeah.
I had Jinxer in my head, but that was the fly guy from Lightspeed Rescue. The butler. Yep. The fly butler. Yeah. Alyssa is asking Cole if he's Cole. And then Max is like, hey, we're Power Rangers. You got to come with us. Like, it's going to be cool. And then Danny tries to say something and he like stumbles over it.
Max is unnecessarily aggressive. He's trying to be friendly, but he also grabs and pulls Cole toward him and is like, yeah, come with us. It's like, I don't think that's how you approach it.
Yeah. And what I do like is that like he like Cole like stumbles, like gets out of his like grasp and then turns around and bumps into Danny, who's like a very big dude. But he's also like really soft spoken and like kind of has like, I don't know if he has a speech impediment or if it's just like he's nervous again, but like he's like trying to say something.
I definitely read it as like he's the like the weird shy kid.
Yeah. He just happens to be like a big boy.
Yeah.
But Max is like, yeah, we just became Power Rangers. You gotta come with us. Like it's time to go. And then he turns around and there's Taylor. And she punches him in the gut.
She socks him in the gut.
She hits
so
him
hard
so
that he passes out.
She knocks him out with a gut punch and says, you've just been drafted. And then they take him up and they just leave him in a field.
I have so many questions about what is about to happen.
Well, Josh, why don't you take us through it then a little bit?
He wakes up. I don't know exactly what the order of events are. Does he meet them all first, or does he like have to discover the island first?
He wakes up alone on the island,
and he hears all the Zords.
There's two Zords stampeding towards him. There's the white Zord and the black Zord.
Yeah, so there's that. He climbs halfway up Pride Rock from the Lion King, where the Lion yep. Zord is on the top roaring. And he looks out and he's like, oh my god, a floating island. And then we get like the camera pulls out, and we see that he's definitely not high enough to know that the island is floating.
No. And he's in, like, the middle.
Yeah.
How would you know that? It looks like it's a Zord zoo.
Yeah. They call it, like, the Animarina or something.
Animarium.
Animarium, which is such a weird name.
It's a little clunky.
I'm assuming it's just floating in the sky above Earth.
Right over Turtle Cove. Yeah, probably. I'm just going to call it the Zord Zoo from here on out. TBQH.
It is a floating isle, though, which, thanks to Chrono Trigger, is a fantasy trope I'm very into.
Okay, nice. I keep also wanting to call Turtle Cove Turtle Rock because of Link to the Past.
Because of Zelda.
Because of Zelda, but that is not it. It's just Turtle Cove. Yeah, what's weird is, so he sees the two Zords stampeding at him, and then I think he sees the yellow Zord, which is an eagle. So it's a white tiger and a black bison and the yellow eagle. And I think he sees the shark, the blue shark.
I think so.
And then he sees the lion on Pride Rock. And so he just is like, I gotta get up there. And then he loses his grip.
He holds his golf ball out. Maybe that's later.
I think it's a little bit. I think it's in a minute.
Yeah, it's a little later because he's like right on top of it at that point. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's, how do they get him up there? That's my big question.
Big Eagle?
They carried him.
Yeah.
And I guess they
just chucked him.
They gave him the Danny who just tossed him up.
But yeah, so he's up there and he's all alone and he's like, whoa, I mean, a Zord zoo because there's big robot animals, and he's like, I'm gonna go get to that red one up there, and he starts climbing and he slips and he's holding on by one hand, and then that's when he's like, it's a floating island, which you don't know that, you're
no,
not
there's
far
no
enough
way because you
see.
Can see when it pulls out there's like a mountain range around it that's taller than where you are.
Yeah. And then he slips and falls down. We don't know how far up he is, but he lands on the ground because the lion like jumps down, not even towards him, just down, and he falls from that, and then the lion lands near him. And he's like, whoa, oh, you've been waiting for me? Because he can talk to the Zords,
right?
I guess. Or at least the lion. I think it's just his Tarzan powers, is he can talk to all animals, even if they're robots.
It must be.
I don't know. But then, I think he wanders away to the little meeting area, because Princess Shayla's like, hey, I'm Princess Shayla, welcome.
I don't know how he got there, but she, like, saunters out, and she is passively sexy.
She is passively sexy. I did call her Princess MILF earlier because she looks like she would be in the softcore porn parody of Lord of the Rings as one of the elf princesses. That's just like, that's just the, maybe it's just because it's a low budget thing. Like,
maybe she's acting too nice.
It's a little suspicious.
Yeah, I don't trust her all the way.
Yeah, but she's like, hey, you're the new leader of the Power Rangers Wild Force, which is like a branded but clunky way to say that. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, you're going to be the new Red Ranger. You've been chosen. And he's like, I don't, what? And then the rest of them come up and they're like, yeah, you got to be Power Ranger now. And Max, again, is really aggressive. He's like, hey, we just became Power Rangers, but you're going to love it because you're a Power Ranger now no matter what. I forget what Alyssa says, but she's very pleasant. I really like Alyssa, too.
Well, Alyssa just wants to be everybody's best friend. And I really appreciate that about her. Max is Max is the same way, but like, you'll always have to ask Max to hang out. He's never going to ask you.
He wants to be everybody's friend, but like on his terms.
Right.
Whereas Alyssa's like, I just want to be, I'm friendly to you, to everybody.
And
then Taylor wants him to jump off the Animarium.
Taylor wants to punch everybody.
I love her. Josh, I felt bad, man.
If I was her, I'd be pissed too, because she's obviously the leader of the four of them.
Yeah,
so far. And then this jungle guy shows up, this homeless jungle man shows up in the city.
Yeah, then Great Value Tarzan, George of not the jungle, but a jungle, George of a jungle. Swings in and he's
like, and Shayla's like, you're the leader, and she's like, I just knocked him out with one gut punch. What do you mean he's the leader?
Yeah, that sucks.
That really sucks. Just damn it, make a girl Red Ranger already.
Just do it. Just quit being cowards, everybody involved with Power Rangers and Super Sentai. You're extremely culpable as well. If you make a girl Red Ranger in the Sentai, they gotta have a girl Red Ranger.
Yeah, they don't have a choice, or they skip that season.
I mean, maybe Hasbro has the guts.
Maybe.
Hopefully. So he's like, but I came. I forget what he says. They're like, yeah, you got to join. He's like, I came to find my destiny. And he holds out his golf ball.
It's my destiny. Little lion.
It's just all I could think about was Umberto Dumbio during this. So he's got his golf ball out, and we get a good look at it for the first time, and there's a tiny little lion, plastic lion toy in there.
Yeah, it's like one of those bouncy balls with a little plastic toy
with Pokemon,
in it.
With a Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
There's a little Pikachu. You got to cut up and get a little Pikachu.
And then but you also have to ruin a bouncy ball to get it.
Look, you know, sometimes you can't make an omelet.
Sacrifices have to be made.
And then they all hold their golf balls out, and they each have one. And he's like, whoa! And then the viewing pool squirts.
Jake, no.
It just squirts up. Dude, it's a normal thing. It's not anything bad. Just does a big squirt out of it. I don't know.
I think
why.
You have to. I don't know. I think you might have to bleep big squirt.
Not enough people listen to us that iTunes is looking at us.
You're
that
right.
Hard. But it doesn't. It doesn't make squirt.
We get a squirt pass.
Yeah. it just shows Jet Engine Man, and they're like, "Oh, Jet Engine Man is back." Okay, let's go, and they run off, and Alyssa stops, and she goes, "Hey. Do you want to join us? Or will you join us?" And I really like that. I just really appreciate her being like, hey, I'm inviting you to come with us, even though, like, you have to, but, like, yeah. Would you like to?
It is your destiny. But also, like, if you wanna, come on.
I very much like how polite she is.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the first time we've seen a ranger like this.
I think so.
Because, like, a lot of times you're like, here's the good one, and they're, like, nice and kind and stuff, but they're not, like, very outgoingly polite, which I like.
Yeah, I don't even think Kat was like this.
No, she was like more reserved about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I really like it. It's like a good, like, here's a new kind of Power Ranger. Like,
yeah.
Hey, it's been a while. Because, like, Danny's baby and and yeah. Max is like outgoing, cool guy. He's Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And then Taylor's a little bit new, but she's just, like, kind of Jen again, but, like,
she's
actually
more,
mean.
She's more Raphael about it.
Yeah, exactly. Are they just
the Ninja Turtles?
Are they just Ninja Turtles? Because that would make Danny Donatello.
Yeah, then, I guess.
But then she's not, but Alyssa isn't Leo.
No, Alyssa's Venus.
She's Venus de Milo.
Who I don't know if that's accurate. I have no idea what Venus de Milo's character actually is.
She's the most competent, best Ninja Turtle of that show.
That tracks.
Somehow. Something, something, X-X. I don't have a good lead into the joke, but anyway.
They're there. Just remember them.
Yeah, just think about Venus's X-X. They're stuck to her chest in her shell. And, so they go and they fight the Power Plant Man and Jet Engine Man are blowing up something. And I don't know what they were blowing up. But the Rangers get there and animals are running away. Josh, do you remember what animals specifically were running away?
No, probably cats and dogs and pigs and sheep and butts and stuff.
No, it was a rabbit.
Oh.
And a spider monkey.
Oh, man.
Two animals that famously do not share a habitat.
No. No. That's weird. I mean, this city is also a river away from a jungle, so.
Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think, is it like, did he blow up the zoo or a lab where they were doing animal tests? In which case, aren't they the good guys, kind of? Because animal testing is very wrong and cruel.
It must have been a zoo.
Or Turtle Cove is lousy with spider monkey. It was a capuchin monkey, I think.
Yeah, there's a big capuchin problem Turtle Cove.
And he goes, I hear the animals. I hear them. How do I help? And Yellow is like, takes his hand and she slaps a phone into his hand.
This is when I texted you in all caps that I forgot it was the stupid phone.
And she says, Take this grappo. I know she said growl phone.
Yeah, it's a grappo.
Because that's what it's called.
I think it's called a grappo.
But she called it a grappo. And so he's like, I don't know how to use it. And she's like, you will. Because it's like second nature.
Yeah. It's your destiny.
It's your destiny. They morph. And it's the morph sequence is very strange. The phone goes from a phone into an animal Beast War Transformer into a person, but still a phone, into a Power Ranger in live action.
Yeah, it's not right. I hate it.
It's stupid, right?
It's dumb. Yeah, it's really stupid.
So that's what's going on there now. Yellow, like, spreads her arms and gets, like, little wingies underneath her armpits.
Yeah.
And flies at Jet Engine Man and attacks him. And then she's like, I'm the Yellow Ranger. And she has claws. And that's radical.
I have one issue with the claws.
Is it that the shark has claws?
All of them have claws, including the shark. The Yellow Ranger
and the bison.
And the bison.
Which has hooves. It's a hooved animal.
She gets cool wingies, but nobody else gets like a cool animal trait except for claws.
Yeah. I thought her claws were like talons, right? And then it was going to be like,
that's
the
what
red
I thought
white,
too.
They'll have claws too, probably. And then
I guess
we'll have a dorsal fin.
The shark has teeth, which just on your fingies look like claws.
Yeah. Those are fingy teeth. They were fingapappets of teeth. And then Bison should have, like, he should grow horns, but he doesn't. He just also has claws,
He also just has horns on his helmet.
Yeah, but they don't, like, they're just, like, part of the helmet.
Yeah.
It's not, like,
he doesn't even get, like, a big bison hunchback or anything.
Yeah. And then Red is just, he's also got claws. He's a lion.
Yeah.
You know.
Doesn't even get a lion's mane. Like, they could have done a lot of cool stuff with this, and instead they just all had claws. And the Yellow Ranger gets wings, but don't worry, she's not the leader.
No, she just has the special thing. It's fine.
Because she's a girl and she's angry, and so she's out.
So she can't lead? Women are so emotional, you know that. That sucks.
Yeah.
I forget. I think they're introducing themselves, but then Jet Engine Man is like, and who are you to the White Ranger? She's like, I'm so glad you asked. I'm the White Ranger. And I'm like, I love you. You're great. I just dropped my phone.
I'm not flipping mine because it has nowhere to go but hardwood.
Ooh.
And so it's just, and I also like to take it off the table. I have to be very careful because my mic is on the table.
Right.
So
make a big clunky noise. Also, Country Boy has hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can hear Bella Fancy. Coming from a mile away. You can hear her claws clink clanging on it.
So she's very pleasant. They all announce themselves. Jet Engine Man, like, blows them backwards. And then I think Power Plant Man does, like, a team move with him.
I think so.
To blast them.
They do something where it's the two of them. And Taylor is like, I want to go punch them. We all need to go punch them.
Yeah.
And then Cole is like, no, wait. And then his, like, the emblem on his suit glows.
Yeah. And he's like, the lion is talking to my heart.
And they're all
from,
like,
through my shirt.
And they all go, what? It's talking to you? That's crazy.
That's why he's the leader. He could talk to animals.
Because he could talk to lions.
Yep. And maybe dogs and monkeys.
Right. He could also feel, at the very least, that every animal he saw from the bridge was scared.
Yes. So.
Which I guess he probably just heard a crowd of people screaming.
Yeah, and he's like, that's the animals. I can feel it in my jellies that those are the animals. And so his jellies tells him that the lion says that he has to, that hold on, I wrote it down. Oh, where'd it go? Only one can defeat two. And he interprets that to mean we gotta work together, which is correct, but a wild leap.
He is even more specific than that. I'm really glad that he didn't go, you guys wait, I'm gonna go kill them.
Right.
But he says that must mean we have to put all our weapons together and attack them with it.
Which they just have right away.
Yep.
They all got weapons. They do the little weapon roll call. He's got a glove that's a lion face. Dan's got an axe. Alyssa has a baton. I don't remember what the other two have, though.
The blue one, I made a mental note of it, because it is the dumbest name, I think, for any Power Rangers weapon. It's the Blue Shark Fightin' Fins.
That's with an apostrophe on fightin'.
Yeah, that's how said it.
I don't remember what she has. She has some sort of eagle gun.
Yeah.
Eagle bow? Is it, is it a bow?
I think it might be a bow. I don't remember any of them besides the fins and the baton. Which is a weird weapon for a tiger to have.
Yeah, it's got a tiger face on the end. Red's is a fist, like it's like a gauntlet, but it is just the lion's head. So like, okay, and they put their weapons together, and the lion's head part of it is to hold it.
It's the glue that holds the team together, Jake.
That's the keystone. So then they do a big sword slash, and I swear to God, they say salad slash.
Gonna do a salad slash with the grappo.
they got the grappos and a salad slash, and that's it. And then it kills Power Plant Man, and Jet Engine Man runs away, and he runs into the other ones, Toxica and I already forgot his name.
Iggy. Jindrax.
Jindrax.
Mark Jindrax.
Mark Jindrax. Should we call her O'Hare?
No, we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
I think when they hit Atomic Man, what was his name?
Jet Engine Man?
No, the one that they kill.
Power Plant Man.
Power Plant Man. When they hit Power Plant Man with the sword and he dies, and then Airman runs away to the other bad guys, and they're like, we know how to help you. That's the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
Because we got the weapons introduced, we got the Power Ranger team together, and they killed one monster, but there's still a lingering problem.
Right. That's Lionheart part one.
Yeah.
So he runs into those two, and they say, we know how to help you out. And then he grow.
Yeah, they're just standing on the bridge like, yeah, we got one. And then behind them, a giant monster just goes, ah, ha, ha, ha.
And then it cuts up to Princess Shayla, and she says, they've never gotten that big before. So, like, I don't know what to tell you, everybody. Like, it's not a horny season. It's a porny season.
It's a porny one. Yeah, I agree. I can see that.
And then, I knew his name was Cole, but I still was calling him Tarzan. I don't know why. And he's like, I gotta attack it. And so he just jumps at it and gets swatted out of the way like a dummy.
I appreciate the, like, I have to kill it. But it's a little early for that, I think.
Yeah, and also, like, you just learned that, like, teamwork is the answer, but, like, you didn't think that, like, that would, it's like, you can do it. You couldn't kill the two of little ones, but maybe the one big one.
And it just punches him. just punches him back into the dirt.
And he lands like, ow, that didn't work. But then their dagger and their crystals glow. And they're like, this has never happened before. And then Princess Shayla's like, it's time for you to call the Wild Zords, which I think is a good name for them. I know it's like obviously the name for them, but I like the Wild Zords.
Wild Zords is pretty good.
It sounds like they're free range.
Yeah. You know?
They're just out there somewhere.
Grazing.
There's a, just in the big old Zord Zoo. Then there's a little sound, and it sounds exactly, it's the exact halfway point between the Link to the Past flute and the Dragon Dagger.
Yep.
That summons the Zords?
Yeah, it was, the pitch was a little high, because I was like, man, I could do without this, I think.
Yeah, but it definitely was like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Like, okay, I see what you're trying, I see what you're going for.
So I don't remember the exact order, but the eagle caws, like an eagle.
Yep. And the shark barks like a shark.
The shark barks, the bison growls.
Yep, famously growl. It didn't like huff or moo like you'd think.
And then the two big cats do the sable.
They do a row, row, wild force, bum, bum, wild force. And then they attack Jet Engine Man, and they don't like kill him, but they do attack him. And then I almost call him Leo. I shouldn't do that. I like Tarzan better than like Leo already. And then Tarzan's like, hey, we gotta, maybe like our weapons, we have to attack all at once. We have to combine our attacks. Which, if you've seen any episode of Power Rangers, you are thinking, oh, they're gonna make the Megazord.
Yeah.
But you were wrong.
No, they do not.
No. They're going to shoop de whoop him. They're firing their laser. And they do that. And they also shoot lasers out of their daggers. And then they all the Zords like open up their mouth and shoop de whoop.
And then Jet Engine Man gets hit with 10 lasers.
Yep. And no one can deal with that. So he dies.
Yep.
And then they like pose. And the voiceover man is like, and so the Rangers are together. And the journey begins.
I yelled at him. I was like, who are you? Why are you here?
I was like, all right, Zahashrala, get out of here.
And that's it. It just like stops there.
Yeah, that freeze frame, it's over.
Like this needed to be an episode of like maybe they have another fight with Jet Engine Man as Power Rangers, then they grow him. And then they get the Zords, because that's like new technology, I guess.
Right.
And then they kill him, and then they regroup back in the Animarium.
The Anaconda.
Back at the zoo, and, like, go over everything with Shala or something.
Shayla? Yeah, and then she's like, well, I think Shayla.
Shayla.
And then she's like, I think you can probably put them together, or, like, you know, I haven't told you this, but Legend foretells. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Something.
There needs to be more of them getting beat up and having to regroup.
Yeah, I know it's only episode one. You want, you know, you gotta make them look strong.
But they've never worked together as a team before. The Yellow Ranger does not want to.
Yeah.
There needed to be a little more dissension, I think.
Yeah, and like I like the idea that like, oh, the Red Ranger's like here to bring them all together, you know, but like they were also working to, because in the beginning they worked together, but like separately.
Yeah.
Like they attacked him one at a time. So like I like that he's like, we should attack at once. We should all fight him at one, like a team.
It takes one to defeat two, of course.
Obviously, like the lion said to your jellies. And
pumped it right into the jellies.
Right up in your jellies from the big squirt.
Jake, stop it.
I gotta stop. The cops will come arrest me.
They're going to cancel our podcast. We're not going to get renewed for the next season.
No, they're not going to renew us. We're going to lose all our sponsors. Oh, no. So we don't need to rank this because, like, obviously,
it's the best and worst episode we've seen so far.
Yeah, it's the only episode. I'm not even going to write it down yet. I'll do that after we're done, because I don't know where. I've opened several documents in my phone since the last time we had to rank an episode. So Josh, I started.
Yeah.
So what's the best?
When Taylor punched Cole in the stomach.
100%.
It was just like, no, you're coming.
I know there was like the sound of like a baseball bat hitting a bunch of leather coats, because like that's the Foley that you use for like getting punched. But to me, it just sounded like Dreamer, weave me a dream. I should really look up what the second line is, but I probably never will. What's the worst?
Well, the worst, because we definitely were told coming into this that it's very Red Ranger-centric season.
Yeah.
And so I think the worst is that we have no backstory for anybody else. They were already together before Cole got there, and I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
And it was very much just like, this is how Cole got into the team, but like, who is the rest of the team? I don't know, I wanted more. Again, should have been two episodes, should have split this up and given everybody the same amount of origin, I guess.
And I know this has been a thing in Sentai forever, like it's either like the Red Ranger is the only Ranger and he has to recruit the rest of the team and he's like the leader, or the Red Ranger's the new guy and he becomes the leader because he's the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
and that's how it goes. That's never happened to Power Rangers. In Power Rangers, it's always been team comes together, except for Andros.
With Andros.
Yeah. But even that, like, he wasn't looking for a team. Well, he was trying to be a Kamen Rider.
It happened in Time Force, but those characters were better developed before we got there.
That is true, because they had a whole episode in the future before they came back.
Yeah, and so we needed that, I think.
I think so. I think that's got to be the key, is, like, if you want it to, like, land well, you need to set up more about it other than one fight scene where nobody even makes a sound.
Yeah.
Not even like a ugh.
It's just really, I just wanted, like, who was, I'm assuming Taylor was the first recruit.
I have to assume so.
And I just want to know, like, what was her reaction when she first got there? How did she even get to the island in the first place?
How did they get there? We still don't know how they get there. No, it's got to be magic, right?
It's got to be like, magic, but we have not seen them teleport at all.
It's weird.
How do they get down? How do you jump down from there without dying?
Well, how do they get up? Big ladder. How do they get down? Fireman pole.
Oh, right, right.
It's mile-long fireman pole.
Or it's just one pole. I hope you didn't skip out on gym class. Yeah, right. You got to climb the pole to get back
up. Your forearm's going to be jacked.
Ninja warrior your way up there.
I'm going to say the worst is... I don't think the worst is how porny it seems, but I did want to mention it one more time because it's, there's a woman eating a hot dog really weird, and then
she's contorting her body to eat a hot dog, and that's just not right.
It's, I don't know where, okay, so here's the problem with doing a podcast that is all ages and not explicit, is I don't know where the line is, right? Yeah. I know that, like, if I don't bleep a cuss, like... that might ding us, but, you know, we've gotten cusses through on accident that I've missed here and there, and, like, that's fine because, again, no one's reporting us to iTunes because everyone listening is very cool and not narcs. But, like, can I say that her eating the hot dog had the same unrealistic angles as maybe certain adult films do?
Yes.
Because, like, that's the only way that it makes sense. They're like, we got to show her eating that whole hot dog.
Because
that
Iggy's...
dirty, nasty hot dog.
Iggy's just eating like a normal org, I guess.
Like a guy.
But Toxica is facing the camera with the hot dog held like with her elbow at a 90 degree angle over her head. And she has her head tilted in such a way that to react to the sound she heard, she has to go 360 degrees around to the right.
She's got like an owl neck to look around her dirty, nasty hot dog.
It's like a
long hot dog. It's hanging outside the bun.
Yeah, it's very much like, look at her body while she eats this hot dog.
Watch her eat this dirty, nasty hot dog. And I think that maybe that is the worst.
That's fair.
Who's the MVP?
Is it Taylor? I don't know.
I don't
think so. I do like Taylor. I think as a character, I like Alyssa more.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Cole from rescuing all the animals from being turned into nasty hot dogs.
Well, the hot dogs was animals. I know all hot dogs is animals, but those ones they made there. I'm gonna say the MVP is the nasty hot dog.
We're gonna get canceled this season. This is it. It's all Toxica's fault.
This is what happens. You move away, and no one's here to. The scowl doesn't work the same through the internet. I'm gonna give it to Alyssa. I think Alyssa was the most charming, and especially the moment where she like looks around is like when they're leaving. She's like, "Will you join us?" Like it's like very welcoming in a genuine way. So I like that a lot. And the ranking is it's number one so far. So we'll see how long it lasts there. Any final thoughts?
This ain't your daddy's Power Rangers.
That's for sure. The whole, you texted me at, the reason we weren't like on a call together is because my little brother was watching it and he wouldn't be able to hear it if I had it through the sound card. So we're like, we'll just stop until we're done watching it. So you texted me like a couple minutes in, like, oh boy, that's an opening, huh? And I was a little bit behind you because I was undoing some stuff. And I was like, yes, it was. That was certainly an opening. It's really weird. The quiet Power Ranger fight was so weird.
It's so weird. This is...
You know what? I'm taking back my worst. My worst is that quiet fight in the beginning.
That's pretty bad.
That drove me crazy.
Because it's crazy because this is the Wild Force origin story. We have four Rangers, and hopefully they explain it in future episodes. But as of right now, we have four Rangers that are just the Rangers.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, like, Time Force wasn't Power Rangers. They were a team, but they weren't Power Rangers.
Right, they became Power Rangers with Wes.
Yeah, so like it like felt more together. So yeah, it's just a real weird. It's like they're like, we don't have time. We're just gonna like it. Just go. Like we're just gonna do it. Yeah. Because we want Red Ranger to be Tarzan, and that doesn't make sense if everyone's Tarzan. So, yeah.
Yep.
But that's it. I don't know what the next episode's called. Do you still have it pulled up?
I don't think I do. Hang on.
Or did you look up Mark Jindrax?
I looked up Mark Jindrax. If I go back a couple pages, it should be there. The next one is Darkness Awakening.
Okay, well, we will see you on Monday for that, because, again, only one episode this weekend, next week, and then 2 weeks out, we'll probably be fine. It'll be back to 2 weeks, you know, one on Monday, one on Friday. But until then, 3, 2, 1.
May the power protect you. Bella's under the table. I don't know what she's okay. doing. She's going nuts.
What's up? What's up, Bella?
Hey! You gonna stop? Nope. No, you're gonna just... Alright, she's just gonna... Oh, that's fine.